Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio, welcoming you to another edition of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have Diane Lenneman. We'll be discussing her fantastic book, Our Condo on Wheels. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or if you guys want to get everything that Diane has to offer, do yourself a favor and head directly to her personal site, ourcondoonwheels.com. Diane was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best movers in the business, Good River Print and Media Publishing. So if you have a book that you'd like moved, move it through Good River. You can find them at goodriverprintandmedia.com. Listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have Diane here on the line because her book we're going to be discussing, right there in the title, you have an idea of what we're going to be going into, Our Condo on Wheels. It's a direct narrative taken from Diane's experience traveling with her husband. First and foremost, Diane, thank you very much for being a guest today on People of Distinction. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We're very much looking forward to this, very much looking forward to your experience and really all the stories that you're going to be able to impart on our listening audience today. Now, before we get into the book itself, Diane, let's hold off slightly. Let's start by telling our listening audience a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I am married to my wonderful husband of 15 years. We just celebrated that. I was married for quite a few years to my first husband. We had 5 children. I do have 10 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren, which I love dearly.
What a big family. I mean, that is gorgeous. I thought I came from a big family, but 10 grandchildren, that is wonderful. What a beautiful, beautiful family. And also, congratulations. Happy belated anniversary for you and your husband.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, Diane, let's jump right in. Our Condo on Wheels. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, it started when my husband asked me to retire in 2002. And I thought, what in the world do I want to retire for? I enjoy my job. But anyway, I did. And unbeknownst to me, he had already been looking at the motor coaches. And so anyway, on my birthday in 2002, he said, come over to my daughter's after you get off work. And I went over there, and there sat this beautiful, beautiful 40-foot motorhome. So then we took it to a campground and just checked everything out. And my husband spent 2 weeks going from one end of that coach to the other, inside and out. And, of course, I had to add my little decorative inside, and I enjoyed doing that very much.
Beautiful. And now, this book is really all about your traveling experiences. Now, articulate to our listening audience, what are some of the places that you all traveled to on your journey?
Well, we left Fort Worth, Texas, and we went to the West Coast. And from there, we went into British Columbia. And then from there, we went into Alaska, and we stayed at the bases a lot, and when we couldn't, we would stay in the public RV parks. We just took in everything in history that we could in each town that we went to. We went to Anchorage, we went to Fairplay, and the thing about Alaska, there's only 4 major highways, and they call them 1, 2, 3, 4. And also, you don't want to travel in Alaska until the end of May, until September, because that's the time that they're working on the highways, and you can sure mess your car up. Yeah. Ours looked like it'd been through a demolition. It was very bad.
Diane, I'm curious. Let's talk about inspiration. Now, first and foremost, we know that this was something that, as you stated, your husband was already working on, right? After he asked you to retire, this was a plan he had already orchestrated. Now, this is such a fantastic journey, of course, and it makes perfect sense on why you would have wanted to document these experiences for yourself. But it didn't end there. You've put it out for the public to partake in as well. Why was it important for you to do so?
Well, you meet so many people in the RV parks and you learn about them and their history, and you feel humbled to learn about all that. And we belong to two RV clubs, and that was such an inspiration to hear other people's stories about their travel and about their life. And it was just something that meant a lot to me. It really did. And we still stay in touch with some of our friends that we RV'd with. And we RV'd with my sister and her husband, who traveled for 16 years. And we just lost him at the end of March.
I'm so sorry.
But we're having a memorial this coming Saturday for him.
Diane, sticking with the concept of inspiration and slightly branching away from this book, this is the first book that you've written and gotten published. But in terms of writing, this is something that you're very passionate about. You've written multiple books. Now, articulate to our listening audience, in terms of inspiration for writing, where does that come from? Were there certain artists that inspired you? When did all of that start?
Well, I like to read. And I feel that getting something out of a book is very important. And I just started writing and keeping journals. And I came from a background that I never knew my dad. And I've been writing notes on that. I met him once in my whole life. And to see other people with their fathers, it struck a nerve. But I just love writing about my life, not about others, but about my life. And I try to keep notes and a book about that.
Guys, again, here in the line with Diane Lenneman, we're discussing her fantastic book, Our Condo on Wheels, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or directly through her personal site, ourcondoonwheels.com. Now, Diane, listen, thank you so much for all the information that you've articulated thus far. What would you say was a highlight for you in writing this book? Or if not a highlight, you know, maybe something that surprised you that you weren't expecting prior to embarking upon the journey?
Well, I have five children, grown children, and all my children have their own business, and that's an inspiration right there. And I had always told them that whenever I retired, that I would like to travel myself, which I never mentioned it to my husband here now until later in life. But my kids always told me, Mom, you do what you want to do, except for my youngest daughter. Of course, she cried for a week after I left to go on our trip to Alaska, but she got over it.
Is there one particular experience that really stood out that you could articulate to our listening audience, please?
Well, I like Quebec. My husband didn't quite like that place that much, but I did. It was very historical. We went down the shortest street there was, which was blink of an eye. But that was interesting. But the architect there was just amazing. And the people were very friendly. If you went into a store and you didn't know your way around, he said, well, could you tell me where so-and-so was? And they would come out of the door and almost walk you down there. And the food there was terrific. And it was all right there on the water, and it was just wonderful. I would just like to say that I know a lot of people don't want to travel, but once they get on the road and learn the history of what we have in our United States and our connecting countries, it's worth it. It's worth the money. It's worth the time. It's worth the love of our country.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing. Hearing you say that just makes me think back on my own travels. And again, that's what I think is so powerful about your book, Diane, is you're talking about your particular experience, but it's something that can easily resonate with so many others. Because whether or not you can instantly relate to traveling in an RV, the particular experiences will force the readers to think back on their own experiences and their own journeys. And that formulating that type of connection with your reader, I think, is so powerful. And it's such a wonderful thing that you've been able to do. And really, it's a mark of a great writer. I love having this platform. I'm an artist myself. And of course, everybody knows my father, Al Cole. So I come from a family of artists. And I love having this platform to be able to pay it forward, in a sense, to other artists out there listening in. I would be doing my listening audience a severe disservice if I didn't ask this next question. Diane, what advice would you be able to offer a new writer, someone just starting out?
Be sure that when you write, you reread it over and over and over. Be sure you don't leave anything important out. Like me with my travels, I tried to just cram everything in, and because we hit a lot of places. And you just have to be sure that you have to just be sure that everything you want is laid on the paper and watch your corrections, because that was one of my bad things. But I learned from it.
Absolutely. That is a piece of advice that we get so often here at People of Distinction. Editing is a constant battle. It's something that you need to go over and double check, triple check, just to make sure that everything is all set. And having a number of eyes, being able to look at it in and of itself, will truly help. That is great words of wisdom. Thank you very much for sharing, Diane. Listen, what more can be said? What a wonderful depiction of her traveling with her husband. One last time, here on the line with Diane Lenneman. We just finished discussing her book, Our Condo on Wheels, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or directly through her personal site, ourcondoonwheels.com. Let's grow, let's develop, let's share in this experience together. And at the end of the day, let's create our own journeys. Diane, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you once again for being a guest with us today on People of Distinction.
It was my pleasure.